the Science Branch Broadcast, a one-hour prophecy program on the American Voice Radio Network, featuring Pastor Dan of the Science Branch Ministry. And now, here's Pastor Dan.
Well, greetings, saints, and welcome to the Messiah's Branch Prophecy Hour. We are broadcasting live from the Flint Hills of Kansas, and we're on the American Voice Radio Network. Today's date is March 3rd, 2016. Saints, the world is in turmoil. Most just don't realize it, but we are in that time of the end. And that's the time before Messiah's glorious return. So it's time to get out of sin, world, and look to the holy city. Look to the one who suffered and died for you. Hear the sound of the shofar. Heed the warning. Get right now before it's too late. Please make this choice tonight. If you need help after this program, call me. I'll pray for you or with you. If you get the machine, please leave your name, your number, your prayer request, and or message. The phone number, of course, is 620-878-4682. 620-878-4682. And my cell phone number is 316-619-4886. And you can always find the updates with the breaking news, our ministry, radio program archives, and archives at our mailing address or blog, which is simply prophecyhour.com. You can also find my email address over there where you can email me your phone number and say, hey, I need to talk to you, or you can email me your prayer request, and I'll print it out, take it to the mission church, and we'll anoint it with oil, and we'll pray on it, and if you include your address, we'll mail it back in the United States Postal for you, free, at no charge, and with no, let me emphasize, with no other solicitation coming back behind it, you know, like hitting you up for money or something like people do. We won't do that. We just use it for prayer requests. So it's up to you. There are several ways that you can get prayer requests from us for help or advice. Please use those ways. Anyway, at prophecyhour.com, remember our archives can be found there, and we'll lead you to branch.podomatic.com. The archives are on the right-hand side. Scroll down, and we'll say End Time Radio Archives. Check it out. Programs go back there for many, many years. Anyway, on another note, of course, I want to thank our listener base, which is worldwide in places like Australia, Canada, Israel, South Africa, Mexico, Ireland, Turkey, Ukraine, Russia, just to name a few. And, of course, in the good old USA, places like Fort Worth, Texas, New York, Detroit, Michigan, Denver, Colorado, Plano, Texas, North and South Carolina, Florida, many, many other places. And, of course, we don't want to forget about the people in the Wichita, Kansas area, where is happens to be our biggest group of listeners, at least to our podcast. Now, we can't tell how many people are listening live right now. There's no way to do that. I mean, when it goes out over airwaves, there's just no way to do that. But I can tell when people come back and where the general location of them are when we put things up to podcast, because it gives us a map. Anyway, now prayer, and we'll get into tonight's program. Dear Heavenly Father, in Yeshua HaMashiach's name, I pray. Father, I pray that radio tonight goes according to your will and not mine. And please give everyone out there ears in which to hear the truth. So please, Father, bless this program tonight in Yeshua's name. Amen and amen. Well, folks, if my voice sounds like it's falling off, I am coming on the backside of a cold, so I'll try to get through this intro pretty quick and get our guest on. In one of our past interviews with Joel Richardson, we talked about a film he produced in partnership with Frontier Alliance International and Global Catalytic Ministries. The movie is called Sheep Among the Wolves. Now, while you can get it at Joel's website for free right now, and there is going to be a special simulcast March 13th, 4 p.m. Pacific time. The film is a powerful presentation to the global church to obey their calling to share the gospel of Jesus with the Muslims. Today we have on with us David Witt. from the Spirit of Martyrdom Ministries, who is helping with the simulcast live. Even if you see the film beforehand, there will be more in the presentation on March 13th, if I understand it correctly. Dave will explain it to us. The film provides a rare look at the underground church today and what is going on in the Middle East, where the church did indeed came from. David Witt from the Spirit of Martyrdom Ministries, he's also the co-author of the book Fearless Love, Rediscovering Jesus' Spirit of Martyrdom. His co-author for that book is Mujahideen. I'm going to ask him to pronounce that name. Anyway, welcome now, David Witt from Spirit of Martyrdom Ministries. Are you there with me, David?
Yeah, I sure am, Pastor Dan, and thanks for having me on, and you know, let your life be poured out for our Lord Jesus Yeshua, because you know you're the Lord's using you through the airwaves to have people looking up and putting their firm foundation on Christ, and we sure see it in these precarious days, and yet we see the Lord drawing people to Himself like never before, and these are the times to come together in His name. Yeah, the name is Mujahid al-Masih for my co-author, who's from Pakistan. Past Muslim, and a really powerful story, and I certainly invite people, we love giving that book away to whoever wants it. It's better in people's hearts than in our boxes, so if people want to reach out and just let us know they're interested in that, they sure can, and go on our website, spiritofmartyrs.com.
Okay, we're going to get a little more into that book here a little bit later after we talk about the film. Excuse me if my voice is going, I have no control over that, but please, David, a little more background about you before we get into this, please.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I appreciate that, Pastor Dan. I've connected with the persecuted church in 1994, actually through the Voice of the Martyrs, and with that relationship, worked with Voice of the Martyrs on staff full-time as their mission representative, speaking internationally and nationally and meeting with the persecuted church from 1998 to 2008. And ultimately, at the beginning of 2008, Voice of Martyrs gave me a blessing and to start Spirit of Martyrdom Ministries because of the unique work the Holy Spirit was doing in my life of showing me really Christ in our lives, to live by faith over fear, as I had interviewed many families and widows around the world who were offering, you know, love for even the persecutors of those who have either the family members who have given their life to Christ, and many believers who were continuing to pour their lives out at great risk for the gospel and even for their enemies, worshiping Christ in Islamic nations and you know, communist nations and fundamental Hinduism and on around the world. The Lord showed me that was His Spirit, and the word martyr comes from the Greek word martus. In the Greek, used 35 times in the New Testament, and where we get our modern word martyr, but most often translated witness, because they're interchangeable. And that was a powerful revelation to me that Christ gives us a spirit of martyrdom, a spirit of a bold witness that will not compromise in the midst of fear and threats and persecution.
Right.
Because Christ is our rock and our hope. And truly, He is life. So really, interesting enough, God showed me the spirit of martyrdom is the spirit of life, not death. It's the spirit of love and not fear. So that I wrote the book, Fearless Love, and we retitled it In the Midst of Terror. And then with that book, Voice of the Martyrs, saw the book and appreciated the message, but it was a little outside their mission purpose being serving the persecuted church, because I wanted to see the impact of the bold witness of the church in the United States that I think we all agree is much waning and not waxing. And we need a revival and a renewal for, again, the salvation we have, the fear of God that is the beginning of wisdom, so that we all might move in the true joy and love and deep conviction and confidence in Yeshua as our Messiah. And so that's where I get the blessing for Voice of Mars. So we started Spirit of Martyrs 2008, and our mission purpose then, and what's deep in my heart, is serving the church, the living martyrs. So we define that of that bold witness of Christ. Those who are witnessing their faith at great cost and sacrifice. So our priorities overseas in these restricted nations, especially the Muslim worlds we're talking about tonight, And then domestically, we want to incite the church here with inspiring, courageous testimonies that people might continue to draw stronger in their faith and really in connection and relationship with our family receive.
Let me come in for a minute. excuse me. Faith over fear, that's quite a statement, and especially if you read this book, that will get to you. That's something that the Western Church, seems to just be lacking. I don't know where we fell down and lost it because we didn't used to be that way, but it seems that they don't even have the fear to stand up about, things like politically correct, and those kind of things. And so they're on the wrong direction and they need help. I'm praying that I almost got you mixed up today. I told you that I'd prepared all night for this other guy, John Harrington, who wrote a really good book called The Gospel of Christ Crucified, which I also discovered through Joel. But I'm hoping that'll help shed some light on all this. But, tonight, you have an incredible story, and you have an incredible book. I mean, the one thing that bear witness that I want to share with the folks, if I don't lose my voice beforehand, this is in the book Fearless Love, and this part was from your co-author, and this is what convinced me that he was true. He says that it's on page, it's in chapter 12. And he saw a vision. Heaven opened up, and I saw Jesus sitting at the right hand of the Father. I saw a very bright light coming down from heaven upon my wife and me. The hand of Jesus rose, and he said, "It is done." And I did not see Jesus of old popular artwork, but he was so glorious that I could only look for a glimpse and then put my face on the ground and worship him. Great joy flooded my soul, and I rejoiced as I worshiped the Lord. And as I pointed out in a previous program, in the Middle East and the places where you guys go visit, there's many, many miracles and things going on, but that's just not happening here. So I guess that should take us into this film, Sheep Among the Wolves. Tell the folks about it.
Yeah, thanks. It's a wonderful production by Joel Richardson, who you just mentioned, and Dalton Thomas, who they went to the Middle East, and they did interviews with our persecuted brothers and sisters who are from a Muslim background and who are facing the reality of persecution every day. And it's an hour and 5 minutes long, and they've done this as a labor of love and offering to the church in America. But the problem is it's gold in our pocket, but undiscovered. And it hasn't been cashed in. And so, it's spirit of martyrdom, we're in relationship and supporting the house church movement with GCM. And so we're kind of a part of this circle of partners of lifting up this work. And so when we saw that this film was made, we immediately said, man, we need to get that out there. So we're at first working among our friends and partners out there and saying, let's get together and a witness of a simulcast that the body of Christ coming together at the same time across the nation, ultimately, and around the world. And we're going to do it by live streaming online event where people can register on our website, and then we email the instructions and ultimately a link. And on that Sunday, across the nation of the different time zones, we'll be watching at the same time, and we're going to have quite a few thousand we have now registered. And so that'll be starting on the East Coast. It'll be 7 p.m. Eastern Time, moving back, 6 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Mountain Time, and 4 p.m. Pacific Time. And we're inviting people to their churches, at their homes, and their organizations, wherever they can meet together. If they have the Internet, they can invite friends and have a great experience together of this one-hour, five-minute film. That is both sides. It's disturbing, Pastor Dan, in the corruption of man, in the absolute frontal attack against the gospel and Jesus Christ as Lord, our Yeshua Messiah, because He is true. And again, it's a truth that if Yeshua was not Lord, then what would be the threat? But what they are doing to Christians and what the Christians face there is disturbing for most Americans, because most Americans don't have to ask the question, wow, what if I'm found out worshiping Christ and they're going to put me to death? How do I respond to that? So it's discerning that way the corruption and the violence of man, yet inspiring to hear their testimonies of faith, that they have more love and more presence of Christ than they would ever, never deny, of their boldness and courage as they're sharing their faith with other Muslims in the Middle East, knowing the great cost, and seeing the churches growing amongst the Muslims coming to Christ in the midst of all this chaos today. So I think people are really going to be inspired by it. I think it's going to be a stimulus to challenge the church in a really positive way, to really think about some issues, and hopefully to stir up a greater boldness within Christians here. And what we're going to end with, Pastor Dan, is we're going to end with some discussion time. We have five questions we laid out, and the reason the simulcast is unique, too, is Joel's going to be joining me in Arizona here, and we're going to be welcoming everybody on the simulcast. We're going to watch the film, and then after the film, he and I are going to come up, say some comments, and immediately equip the audience in ways that they could be involved and how to respond, but also to help lead those groups all across America into immediate discussion and dialogue. Hopefully deeper relationships, because the kingdom is about relationships. And we have five questions. The first is, how did the film impact you? We want people to have an emotional response of, like, how that impacted you. Because we need to share our grief with one another and our joy. And that's going to draw us closer to recognize the problem and to continue to gather solidarity in this. Two is the question we're going to ask is, what did we learn about God? Because we see God working in the Middle East. You know, that constricts our faith, our understanding, and it's also a lot better news than we're seeing on the media. We want people to discuss that. Three is, how could we now people share this with others in educating people, believers, non-believers, and you know, what God's doing and what's happening among Muslims in faith and coming to Christ. That's a discussion point and something worthy to get out there. And four is, we're going to encourage people to discuss how they could begin to pray in their own lives, incorporated, and in their ministries, churches. And then last of all, we want people to consider how they could give to come beside of the you know, continued growing needs of the church in the Middle East that's underground and discreet and persecuted. So that's the experience, and we hope people might get excited about that. If you're on the radio broadcast out here right now, you can go to spiritofmartyrdom.com/film, or you could see some links there, and you can register there.
Okay, a couple of things, folks. Folks, I just sent a link to that to prophecyhour.com, so it'll be the first article up. Just click on it, and it'll take you to that page. Wherever you listen to this podcast, when it turns into a podcast — it's not a podcast right now, we're live radio — when this turns into a podcast, where you find this at the podcast site, there will also be a link there. And you can also go to Joel's Trumpet and get another link. What really bothers me, what is my greatest concern, is, you know, number one, people need to see this because they need to see what's going on. We're the church. This is where the church basically originated from. But yet we have, you know, I have Bible teacher, prophecy people come on here and different things. And I usually ask them, well, what about all these Christians that are being slaughtered in the Middle East and the wholesale slaughter going on? Where do you fit this in your Bible prophecy? And, you know, most of them might say a couple of words about it and then they just go on like, well, it's not affecting me because it's not the Western world. So they're just disconnected. And so they really need to be connected, and I think this film can do it. But my question to you is, because you've been into this for so long, why do you think that the church is the way they are for the most part? They don't want to hear about it. They don't seem connected. What happened? Any thought?
You know, it's a great question, Dan. Thanks for asking. It's pointed in a beautiful direction. You know, God's put them on my heart in the last few years. Is what I'm praying for across the nation, ultimately around the world, is that the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. And, you know, the judgment starts with the church. And I see within the institution of the church that there's a lackadaisical of the awesomeness of Yahweh, our God, and Yeshua, you know, our Lord. And so now people, we go to God for our needs. It's a lot of grace, but lacking truth. And so, therefore, we don't have an angst against sin. We don't have a sense of His holiness and what He's doing in our lives, nor that awesome urgency of the reality of hell. And that their only way of salvation is through our Lord Jesus Christ. He is the way, the truth, and the life. Now, if you multiply that upon the non-believers in the United States that have no sense of accountability if there's God, we have a me-centered gospel. So, therefore, persecution reminds us that the gospel, there is a cost. Jesus said, if we were His disciples, we must pick up this cross and follow Him. And the true gospel is that we were crucified with Christ, and now He lives through us. So I think the persecuted church is a bright light shining in our darkness of our grappling with that me-centered gospel. And it's difficult, we all realize, to truly die to ourselves and exchange that life. So that's where I point towards, and where the Lord has made me pray now, is that the fear of God would return to all the church, certainly the believers and across the nation, so that the Lord might bless us as a nation and as a people and as a world.
Yeah, amen. And you know what I always say, brother, you know, people talk, they bring up the sacrificial system, and they say, well, you know, we are still in a type of, you know, sacrificial system in the sense that only that we are required, there is something required of us, and that is required to let our old selves die and then sacrifice ourselves to allow Him to live through us and to do His work and quit worrying about our, you know, little bit of the world that we have, which we shouldn't be embroiled in anyway. But so we do still have to sacrifice. Most people don't. They'll get saved or claim they're saved, and they act like just the rest of the world. And so that's not truly, they're not getting the point. Okay, brother, we're getting ready to go to break in about a minute. And again, sorry for my voice, folks. Give your website again where they can find it, and we'll go to break and come back and talk some more.
Yeah, it's spiritofmartyrdom.com, and martyrdom, martyrdom.com.
All right, folks, and also remember, folks, that these, not only are they archived on our podcast site, but these are also archived at AmericanVoiceRadio.com, and there's also archives over there of some other really good stuff. So you should go over there and check out AmericanVoiceRadio.com. I don't know, you may be listening from there tonight, or you could be listening from my website, or you could be listening from a satellite. Who knows? But the point is, go over and check out AmericanVoiceRadio.com. And for us, we'll be back in 3 minutes.
Dan will be right back.
Back. This is Pastor Dan Catlin, and you're listening to Prophecy Hour radio program, and we're live on the American Voice Radio Network. Folks, do remember about the archives over there, but the archives at American Voice Radio only are like 2 weeks long. You know, that means the program tonight will only be there for 2 weeks. Now, on the other hand, our archives carry radio programs back probably about as first when we first started radio with American Voice Radio. So either way, though, they're a good place to go listen. Anyway, Remember to pray tonight about a donation for our work with the homeless and poor from our mission church in Wichita, Kansas. Support us so we can care for the people that the Father sends us. Remember, this ministry sells nothing. We have no products. So we only exist because of your kind donations. We need your help for food, clothing, hats, gloves, and over-the-counter medications. We get no help from any organized churches or government agencies. It's only folks like you that have supported us that we're now in our 16th year to make the mission church work. So why do so many people come to us for help? Love, that's the first answer. They're treated as family. They're given relationships. Second, and beyond that, we have no set guidelines like programs. The only programs I have are radio programs. People just walk in the door and ask for what they need. That's the rule. And then if we have a way to fill it, then we give it to them. If we don't, we pray it in. That's why, too, you can't ask me, well, what all do you do? Because it really relies on the person that walks into the door and to what answer that we get from the Father. Anyway, this is why the agencies even tell their employees about the Father's Little Mission Church. You see, when guidelines stop them from helping, they send people to us. People who have millions of dollars in their budget send people to a place that really has no budget. We are the last hope for so many, and we are responsible to care one for another as we are our brother's keepers. All donations, no matter what size, helps. And the Father notices all donations that come from where? Your heart. If you don't wish to donate to help the poor, please consider a donation for radio airtime, as it's not free, and donations is what keeps us on the air. You can donate online or by mailing a check or money order, and you can find all that information at prophecyhour.com. Or if you must, you can call me at 620-878-4682, or you could, I guess, email me also. But it's pretty simple. Go over there to prophecyhour.com. And now we're talking about Sheep Among the Wolves, a very important simulcast film coming up on March 13th with David Witt. Are you still with me, David?
Yeah, sure am, Pastor Jim. Thanks for keeping me on here.
Well, not a problem. This show is tonight. You're booked, and I don't like to crunch people into, you know, try to get it out in 30 minutes or 20 minutes. You know, I like to give a person, you know, you've got to end up with about 40-some minutes of talking time, so that's the way it works. So, yeah, I'm really looking forward to this, and there's going to be so much more, I know, because people say, well, I can go over and look at the film right now because at Joel's site they can go see the film. But there's going to be, again, emphasized that there's going to be so much more, correct?
Yeah, that's correct. Again, for the simulcast, why we're encouraging people to do the simulcast because it gives an excuse and a time to banner the believers around for a special event that's going to truly represent the body of Christ as people are gathering together in host churches and homes across denominational lines, men and women, across age lines, even ethnic lines, all in the name of Yeshua, our Lord. So we hope that in itself is an excuse enough for people to get excited. On top of that, Joel and I will be addressing the audience for the simulcast, so you get the extra special time of us and adding our comments and then allowing as a group to interact, discuss, and experience the film together. So we hope that, you know, again, that's something to generate some excitement and interest. And like I said, we already have quite a few thousand people that we're expecting. Our registrations are about 250 right now, hosts. And so we know that's going to represent, you know, quite a few thousand.
Yeah, amen. So, you know, let's do that. Let's take, 10 minutes or something and tell us about, you know, in the film, it shows Muslims being witnessed to. Talk a little bit about that, or how the receptive they're being to the help coming from Christians.
Well, thank you for directing it towards what's happening there in the Middle East, because I think that's just so key for us as believers and what people are going to expect to see for the film. Now, to start with, this is the persecuted church. The security of doing this film is massive in that the governments over in the Middle East are actively pursuing Christians and the house church. And so you'll see in the film, you know, all the faces are digitalized. Fuzzed out so you can't be recognized, and even we had to do that with the voices. But you could clearly hear their testimonies. We even have subtitles on it. And what they're sharing their experiences and their lives and how God is working with a desperation within the Middle East, because Muslims today are caught in a demonic system of Islam, and, you know, to leave Islam by the Quran is a death sentence. You know, when you're in the Middle East today, where do you even go find a Bible in most of the nations of the Middle East? If you believe in Christ, where do you ask questions? Or even struggling about your own faith in Islam, the Quran itself says if you criticize Islam that you're a hypocrite, worse than unbelievers, meaning that you're going to hell. And, you know, most of the testimonies I get of Muslims, that when they start questioning Islam, asking some tough questions, they've got physically beaten. So let alone when you start talking about Christ and the Bible and those things, what does that look like? Well, it's not a pretty picture. Well, so in the midst of all this, there is a movement of Christ and Muslims coming to Christ and opportunity like never in the history of the church. Research recently has come out of over 1,200 interviews and research in history. This is what was found. And it's in the book, The Wind Blowing Through the House of Islam. It's excellent if you want to get their hands on it. And in their research, they found that until the 18th century, that there was not one movement of Muslims coming to Christ. And the movement was defined as 1,000 baptisms or 100 groups, like house churches, meeting together in worship of Christ. Not one. And yet in the 1800s, then, there were two, they found, movements around the world. In the 1900s, there were 11. And since 2000 now, they've established 69 movements of Christ. This represents millions of Muslims now coming to Christ just in the last 16 years. And so you see, we see that this is ultimately prophetic. I mean, I love it that this station is dedicated to the end time radio and what God's doing. Because we are told, again and again, prophetically in the scriptures on many levels, that God was going to do this. At the very end, we're told that every tribe, every nation shall come to Christ. God is making and forming and calling the people to himself. We're told specifically of prophecies of the children of Ishmael, that God has a blessing, his hand upon him. I point out often how Ishmael was the first to be circumcised. In the family, when God told Abraham to circumcise his whole family, it says that he took Abraham and circumcised him. And God said that it was an eternal covenant with his descendants and his people. Well, today, Google says 99% of Muslims are circumcised. Every Muslim I talk to, they claim 100%. So here they are in tradition. They don't even know. Their bodies have been marked. They don't even know why. And yet God doesn't forget his covenants. And they've been marked by Christ, that God is still pouring out his love and has a time and a season that he's drawing Muslims and people from all tribes, all nations, back to himself. And so what we see is simply fulfillment of God's word, and then we can get involved with what God is doing there. On top of it, you know, we consider much of the focus of this work is the Shiite and Iranian world here. And you think about for Iran and Persia specifically rule with Israel, and how God used the Persians as a blessing to the Jews in Israel. And we see the promise to Abraham, those who bless you shall be blessed. And we see that God used the Persians during the diaspora ultimately to, give them hospitality as God brought discipline to them for the breaking of the Sabbath of 70 years. It was the Persians. It was Cyrus, prophesied by Isaiah, ultimately God used him as the king who decreed the rebuilding of the temple, and ultimately it was the Persians who helped fund it with Nebuchadnezzar. With Jesus, by strong tradition, it was the Magi were Persians, coming to give honor to our Lord. And if we look at in Acts, the first three Parthians, Medes, and Elamites, those three nation groups are from Persia. So God has in the past used Persia in the Middle East there as a great blessing. And now We see God bringing his blessing back as they're discovering the true Messiah, and forming a church and a people that call upon the Lord and worship Him in the spirit of truth.
Yeah, amen. Yeah, this is a heavy film. I showed it at our church. Joel sent it to me right about when it first came out. And we talked a little bit about it, but I said, well, I want to watch it. And I watched it at our mission church, and, you know, it was so cheerful and, you know, awakening for some people. You know, of course, I know, because of all the people I talk to, I know what's going on over there. But even to me, having already had some kind of idea what it was going to show, it really still shook me very, very much. I want to get to this book a little bit, Fearless in the Midst of Terror, Fearless Love. Would you address this man's witness that was your co-author? It really hit me heavy. And then when we got to the part where I just read the vision, which I don't know if they heard it very well because of my voice, but when he got the witness, I got the witness from the vision, you know, that sealed it for me because then, well, okay, that's 100%. Talk a little bit about him and what it's about.
Yeah. No, Mujahid El-Masih, he's from Pakistan and a Muslim background believer, and he was committed to jihad and hatred and violence. And, you know, in Pakistan, they thought their first enemy was actually India, the second enemy Israel, and the third enemy, Great Satan, America. And so, serving the military for time. And so, you know, hatred filled his heart. And then God did a miraculous transformation in his life. And ultimately, he was sent to South Africa. He was persecuted in Pakistan. His life threatened. He went to South Africa to start preaching the gospel. Persecuted by the Islamic community in South Africa, they were going to deport him back to Pakistan. And his only hope was to get a visa out of there and to America that he had some connections to. But by our laws of America and by all the protocol and everything else, he could not get a visa on time before his visa to South Africa was expired. And so he went into prayer and fasting at the prayer of Esther for 3 days and 3 nights, that God would do a miracle, and by our embassy there that should not and legally could not give him a visa, he asked for God's favor. And on the third day, he had a vision of God's hand coming down and stamping approved, and he saw the light in Christ, the holiness and presence of God, and he was filled with joy and a presence of God and confirmation of God's sending. And God spoke to him that God was going to send him as ultimately a witness and a missionary to the United States. And the next day, the rest of the story of that, of course, is he goes the next day to the embassy, and sure enough, there were four passports that were approved, stamped, and ready to go, and he didn't have any money on top of it. When he got back to the guy who was giving him his chauffeur, his driver taxi, that is, who was from the church, surprised him, and God had worked another miracle, that they had no plane tickets because his visa expired in 3 days. And there he is, handed the plane tickets for the day before the expiration, paid in full, four tickets to the United States. And so he gives all glory that truly his life has been directed by the hands of Jesus, as he's escaped death, a few times and threats. And the Lord sent to America and connected us. And we wrote the book together. And ultimately in the book, we really compare Islamic martyrdom to biblical martyrdom. Because his life is a great example of ultimately had to trust God with life and death as he confronts Islam and invites, you know, Muslims and unbelievers to faith in Jesus
Christ. Well, and that brings in what you were talking about, fearless love. You know, that's fearless love, that's two words, but it really has incredible meaning and, you know, brings back to what, you know, Christianity, believing in Messiah, believing in the cross, what it all really means. And I think that's what, you know, the Western church needs to get back in their life. I think we have we're too preoccupied over here in America. We just have too much stuff. Even the poor people have so much stuff. And I'm not complaining against the poor people or anything, but I'm just saying that people don't take enough time out to really hear this. They get too bogged down in just going to church once a week and thinking they did it all, and they need this. And if they, I believe that if they don't wake up, something doesn't wake them up. I believe that America is going to be in a lot of trouble, and you know, the Father will do what he can to bring them to their knees, if that even means crushing America. Back to you.
Amen, Dad. Yeah, you know, what we see in Scripture, a study I encourage everybody to do is, you know, study fear in the Bible. Because, again, you mentioned fearless love. What does that really mean? And I encourage you, don't take my word for it. You know, go deeper with the Lord. And I studied it. It was an amazing study. Every fear in the Bible is idolatry, sin, and accept the fear of God, which is the right relationship. And what I encourage everybody to think about, whatever we fear, we will serve. In other words, if we fear going to 7-Eleven because there's a Muslim working there and, you know, all of a sudden, you know, we think he might be a terrorist, by that decision, instead of listening to the voice of God and his spirit, we have now disqualified ourselves to be a witness of Christ to that person because we're living by fear. Now, if you multiply that, if you fear, some people fear going outside their home. Well, now they're literally in a prison. They have to stay in their home because they're living by fear and not faith. And so the issue is for all of us to right our hearts of a clean heart before God in perfect faith. And that, of course, includes our life, death, suffering, persecution. Now, when our fear, when our faith is aligned with Christ and we truly fear God, which then we are worshiping, serving God, now we have freedom and all things, are permissible. Even though all things aren't beneficial, but we where the Holy Spirit is, there is liberty. And that's the issue that I think, yeah, you're hitting on, Dan, which I appreciate, is that there's idolatry throughout the church today. I mean, often when I talk about the nation, I've been to 51 nations in my lifetime, and, you know, I'm blessed. I get to be with the persecuted and restricted believers. And one of the things that I often hear from Christians when I mention where I'm going, they go, well, is that safe? And I point out, I think that the safest place is in the will of God. And if God's calling me over there, I'm not safe here. And I really believe that term, is it safe, should be wiped out of the Christian's vocabulary, because truly safety is an obedience to Christ. And we are safest when we are home. You know, one of my friends, dear friend, lost his daughter a few years ago to a terminal disease. And I just was so blown away by his faith. He said she, at the end, she knew the Lord was walking with him. She said, he says, has absolute confidence. She is with our Lord and Messiah, Jesus. And she's in the safest place that she could ever be. And now I have three other children I need to work on and get them home safely. And I thought, wow, that's an eternal perspective.
Wow. That's a heavy thought. I mean, you know, she's at the safest place that she can be, and now I need to work to get my other children home safely. I mean, folks, are you listening to this? I mean, what about your family? Are there people that are in your family, or do you have friends that are around you all the time that, do you ever witness them? That's the point. Are you ever sharing Christ with them, or are you just accepting them as they are and not bearing witness? Because you are called to witness to them, and especially to those around you, because they have been placed around you. And so you should be like this. You should be like, wow, I got this one saved, so they're going to get home safely. So work on the others. That's a great way to put it. I'm really impressed by that. Back to you.
Yeah, no, so that's, again, that's what we want to encourage the church to, and for the book specifically, you know, again, I'll just say, we'd love to get it to your hands. We give it away at no specific charge, all by donation. So if at all you want, just request it. The issue in the scriptures, it says, one of the scriptures that you'll see a strong theme is that perfect love casts out fear. And you know, Christ is perfect love. And right now, again, Pastor, I appreciate you talking about that witness of Christ. You know, we will witness automatically to what we love and passionate about. And, you know, when we're passionate about football, we talk about football. Or when we're passionate about golf, we talk about golf. When we're passionate about our family, we talk about our family. When Christ is reigning in glory and joy and love in our life, we are witnessing. We don't have to choose to witness. We do it. And what I'm afraid in the United States right now, people have lost their first love because there's so much fear. Again, give that guy adultery. That it's quenching the Holy Spirit, that he is truly worthy of surrendering him our fears, our fear of death and suffering, our fear of not having enough money and material needs and what we can eat. I just appeal to you out there in the listening audience tonight that if you're feeling fear around you and you just feel it quenching your freedom, your trust, I just encourage you to let it go. I've been there. We've all been there at times. I know, Pastor Dan, I'm sure you've been there, right? Anxiety surrounding us. But he is worthy. And when you release those things and you begin to take risk, because risk is another form of faith, trusting him in wherever those areas you fear, that's called courage. When you apply faith over fear, then you begin to see God answer your needs and begin to dwell in your heart so that now the overflow is you are a faithful and bold witness for him. And so even more, I want to encourage you, not that your focus out there then, the listening audience, to be a bold witness, but to actually throw yourself as a martyr, totally surrendered, whatever the cost is. God, help find me faithful so that he can fill you up with his goodness and you can enjoy that journey of Jesus.
Yeah, amen. Very well spoken, and of course it is, because you have been selected by the Father to do the work that you're doing. I commend you and all of those that are working with you and around you in this sheep among the wolves and all the sacrifices that are being made to do this, to bring this forward, because it is an incredible thing, especially where we're at when it's so easy not to do it when you live in a Western world. Okay, so we're going to wrap up here in a couple minutes. Let's point them back, tell them about the simulcast, when it is, what they got to do to find it, and I think we'll be about the end of the program.
Okay, yeah, thanks. So, again, I invite all of you to go on the Internet right now and sign up before you get distracted and forget the website. Those things are happening these days. But I think you're going to be, I promise you, you'll all be blessed. The simulcast will be the Sunday coming up. So it's a week and a half, March 13th at 7 p.m. Eastern time. Just play that down through the time sequences through the United States. And then, invite just a friend or just invite your spouse. I mean, even you can watch at your home. It's online, on your computer. I promise you, you will be blessed by it. It'll be about an hour and a half long by the time we wrap things up. And then there's some opportunity to get involved afterwards. So you really will be blessed. And along with that, please feel free to pick up my book, Fearless Love in the Midst of Terror. We'd love to get some feedback and let the Lord continue to bless you and to free you up to serve him in any way that he leads you.
Yeah, amen. Folks, and that's spiritofmartyrdom.com. But let me tell you, folks, of course, I'll have, there's already a link. If you went to prophecyhour.com, it's first thing up on the news feed. But there will be a link with the podcast when it comes up later tonight. Brother, thanks for being on, and I'd love to talk to you again. So just let me know. Maybe we'll talk again about this and find out what the aftermath of this is or whatever. But thanks for being on with me, and you've been a real blessing. A blessing in your work. Bye-bye and shalom.
Likewise, Dan, and it'd be an honor anytime to be back with you. Thank you very much.
Okay, bye-bye and shalom. Okay, folks, that's Sheep Among the Wolves. Really, go over there and sign up for it. You really need to do that. And, of course, you can get the movie ahead of time and watch it, but I encourage you, if you've just heard this broadcast, not necessarily go over and watch it right now. Wait and watch it with these other folks. Sign up for it. But if you do watch it ahead of time, then it will give you something that you can share with others and encourage them to watch it with you or watch it among their family. So please, please, please pass this around. It will cost you nothing except a little bit of time. I think you said it was an hour and a half it would take to go through all of it, through the whole program. But you need to do that. And make sure you tune in next week. We have a really good author on with us. Now, if I can, haven't buried the book, it is John P. Harrington, and he wrote a book called The Gospel of Christ Crucified. You can go over and see some videos at Joel's Trumpet that he did with Joel Richardson. And we really need this. You really need to know these things, because we need to get back to the gospel, to the real gospel, and to what it means and what that cross or that execution stake really means and should mean in our lives. So anyway, I want to thank you for tuning in. Pray about supporting Wichita Mission Church. We really need your help if possible tonight. You can mail a check, but you can also donate online. But remember, there is only one God. That is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. His son is Yeshua HaMashiach, and he gave his life for repented sins. He rose after 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. And guess what? Through him and only through him is the way to the Father. Remember to love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your mind, and all your soul. Then love your neighbor as yourself. And always, always, always be a blessing to others. Lord our God, Father, King of the universe, ask in Yeshua HaMashiach's name that the Father blesses and keeps you, and his face shines upon you, and is gracious to you, and gives you peace like no one or nothing else can. Till next week, this is Pastor Dan saying goodbye and shalom.
You've just heard the Messiah's Branch broadcast featuring Pastor Dan. To contact Dan on the internet, go to messiahsbranch.org. To write to Dan, send a note to Messiah's Branch, 230 West 4th Street, Florence, Kansas, 66851. Tune in next time for Messiah's Branch.